Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Michelle Finn, the president of Hospitality Media Group, which runs BDNY, which stands for Boutique Design New York. Michelle, how are you doing?
I am great. Thanks for having me, Kim.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I wanted to create a little bit more energy around your event. It's the 7th BDNY. Every year it's held around November. This year it's the 13th and 14th, which is a Sunday and Monday at Javits Center. Before we get into that, though, you've focused in this hospitality market for a long time, 25 years with Nielsen. You actually, some people might say, were some of the driving force behind the Hospitality Design Show, which happens every year in May. Now you're focused in this area. And you studied philosophy at St. Mary's College. So we could talk about Socrates, but let's stay focused on the hospitality market. All right, so
it's funny.
Yes, so this show, again, 82,000 feet last year, 550 exhibitors. Is that about what you're going to do this year as well, you think?
Well, this year we've expanded the trade fair, and we are looking at about 110,000 net square feet.
Okay.
Which is about a 25% increase year over year, uh-huh. And over 600 exhibitors.
All right.
So we are on a considerable growth trajectory.
Yeah, and last year you attracted 5,800 people, and I'm sure you're anticipating more this year.
We're projecting 7,200 attendees.
Let's talk about the differences between these shows. Obviously, you spent so many years with hospitality design. When people are saying, why would you go to a boutique show? Talk a little bit about the differences and who comes to this show.
Kind of a major difference is our focus on personalization, a more innovative approach to trade fair development. We are more about the fusion of marketplaces and real estate. So it's not just about selling real estate, it's about creating a marketplace. And we're also very in tune with enhancing customer engagement on the trade fair floor.
Now, to correct me if I'm wrong, but the booths that are at the BDNY, they're all relatively about the same size, aren't they?
Correct. It levels up the playing field. We don't have the massive 5,000 square foot booths.
Right.
All of our booths are primarily 10 by 20s. We have some 10 by 10s. We also have some 5 by 10 smaller booths.
Yeah.
So more companies can participate.
All right. So again, it's on the 13th and 14th, starts on a Sunday. Talk a little bit about who comes.
BDNY primarily serves the eastern region of the United States. Mm-hmm. But unique to this region is a high concentration of every major hotel company.
Right.
You have Lowe's in New York. You have Wyndham in New Jersey. You have Marriott, the largest hotel company pretty much in the world, recently acquired Starwood. They have like 1.1 million rooms, and they're based in D.C. Mm-hmm. Choice Hotels, Host, Hilton. So on the trade fair, we just happen to be at the right place at the right time because it provides easy access for key decision makers within our industry. So the audience is comprised of interior designers and architects who work on hospitality projects, purchasing agents who work on hospitality projects, and hotel resort executives with design responsibility.
And obviously, there are some flooring exhibitors that come there, and there
You
know, lighting, and I mean, almost everything that you'd need to furnish a hotel, right?
Correct. Okay. You know, as far as the products, we've done a lot of work in ensuring that that brands are attending, and we do some curating that they have to be a certain quality of brand. So in other words, we don't accept everybody.
And aside from the trade show, which is the big part of why people come, you also have some speakers and some programs around it?
Yeah, but you asked me another question on the trade fair floor. There's something else that we do that I'd like to mention.
Okay.
That's unique to the BDNY event. Going back to sort of trying to enhance the customer engagement between attendee and exhibitor, we have placed about 5 bar lounges on the trade fair floor that are designed by leading hospitality design firms and leading manufacturers, including flooring.
Okay.
And these spaces are about 1,000 square feet, and these spaces serve as neighborhood hubs on the trade fair floor for learning and for networking, of course. And every one of these spaces features flooring manufacturers. So it's a great way for them to work with a leading interior design firm and collaborate with them on creating a really cool space.
So is that organized? Is there certain times that certain things happen, or is it just mostly a lounge period?
The manufacturers that are participating also use the space as a booth alternative. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing 10 by 20, they partner with a fabric company, a lighting company, a furniture company, and a hospitality design firm in the creation of sort of a unique space that shows application of their product in a hospitality environment.
Oh, cool. So it's little vignettes that they build. I see.
And, okay. And also in the spaces, we do hold sessions, which we call workshops, and they're part of our interactive track. And all these sessions exist on the trade fair floor. One of them is the Owner's Grill, which is moderated by Carl Long over at Purchasing Management and Laura Klinkos at Carol Adams Group. And this is part of the association, the ISHP. And participants are hotel owners, and they are interviewed on where they see the market going, on trends, including design trends.
Okay.
We might even ask flooring, too. So if you're in the audience, you can ask that question. And the other session we have is called Industry Feud, which is more like a game show.
Interesting.
And we have three of those, brand versus brand, Hilton versus Marriott, designers versus purchasing, brands and independent hotels versus ownership groups and investors.
Who referees all this? It sounds like a...
Well, we have moderators.
Okay.
The moderators of these panels are Jason Goldberg from Benjamin West, Laura Spahn from NBC Universal, and Amy Jakubowski from Wilson & Associates. And the object of the game is to guess the most popular answer to a survey. And we've sent out surveys, sort of survey says, with industry factoids.
All right. So a little bit of exhibiting, a little bit of fun. Sounds like a lot of energy.
You said it exactly. Because, you know, I think the notion that you would just go up and down aisles at a trade fair, I think that's got to evolve. That has to change. Because it's all about the experience on the trade fair floor. That's where the action needs to be, and that's where our customers need to do business. We do everything we can in our power to facilitate that customer engagement.
Okay. Well, I look forward to being there and being part of it. All right, Michelle, it's great to talk to you. Look forward to being with you again, 13th and 14th November, Javits Center, New York City. I'm sure if people haven't gotten a hotel yet, there's a place on the BDNY website for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. We have a list of hotels. We have availability. Probably about 20 hotels. And anybody can go on our site, bdny.com.
Okay, again, we're talking to Michelle Finn, the president of Hospitality Media Group, who leads the BDNY show. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.